What do you think has been the key to Matt Bryant's longevity? I know he had some, for his standards, a little struggles last year, but obviously he bounced back in a big way.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is he got focused, got dialed in, really went after some specific things technically. And, you know, competition always helps everybody, you know. And, you know, he stepped up and, to his credit, had a hell of a year because of it.
We saw him make a 59-yard. I've talked to him before. He said when a kicker starts to decline, usually it's with the distance. But with him, it looks like the distance is still there.
He can get – yeah, he still gets good height on the ball. And he still, you know, gets – has good leg. You know, like anybody else, you know, he's on a routine throughout the course of the season. And as long as he stays on his routine, he's fine. Yeah. But it's a specific number of kicks, you know, that we try to stay on throughout the year. And you would do it with a young guy as well, but you don't want to blow their leg out. So try to keep him on a pitch count and keep him fresh and keep him ready for the games, though. Yeah.
And he's had some big years before. He said he would, you know, wait for this voting, you know, to come out and then not make it. Do you see any rhyme or reason as to how this happens for him?
No, I don't. I mean, yeah, I wish I had an answer for you, you know, where you say, well, this happened, and all of a sudden, I think maybe the 59-yarder, you know, the guys saw that and in perfect timing right before the vote, you know, and you make a big kick at the end of a half. And, you know, maybe that would had something to do with it. The guys saw that and said, hey, maybe I'll vote for him this time. You know, it's been so long. You know, maybe he deserves it. So, but well deserved, and I'm very happy for him.
Warren Anderson obviously played a really long time, close to his 50s. How long do you think Matt can play, given how strong his leg's been this year?
I don't have a crystal ball, but who knows? You know, play it year by year. You know, play it year by year. So, some guys can go longer than others, obviously, for whatever reason. But he takes care of his body. He does a really good job with that. And he's a true professional. So hopefully as long as he can go.
How good does it feel to have a kicker like that when you see around the league that there's been so many misses this year?
Yeah, it feels real. You know, obviously you get to have a lot of confidence in him. The guys have confidence in him. You know, so it's a good feeling knowing that you've got a shot. You know, you've got a shot, and you have to give credit to the offensive line, to the snapper and the holder, because we don't have a lot of mistakes in terms of that type of stuff. I need to knock on some wood somewhere, but superstitious. But the guys have done a nice job. But it's good to have a guy that everybody believes in.
Well, you're not the first coach to look for some wood up there to knock on my wood.
What were you there was a couple, you might have talked about this already, but there was a couple returns that the 49ers were able to get. Was that a bunch of new guys trying to fill each other out?
Yeah, they only had one. They had one return. After we pretty much shut them out pretty good other than the one return, and we just misfit it.
But you got a new guy. I mean, you got, what's his name, coming back? Golson. And stuff. Does he fit in to help out?
Oh, yeah. Anytime you have a safety, you know, to me, they're your alpha, the alpha dog, so to speak. So, you know, anytime you've got them, they can play anywhere. You know, they can play gunner on punt. They can go down inside on punt. They should be able to play in anywhere on kickoff coverage, anywhere on kickoff return, that type of stuff. That's what you're looking for, a guy that can run and hit. So he'll play all those roles.
And the reason I asked you that is because I know that Kamal was such a big
deal. Right. Yeah, he helped. He did a nice job for us, you know. Smart, you know. He was really into it. It was important to him. You know, and obviously you hate to lose a guy like that. You know, but the next, it's one of those deals where, hey, next man up and let's go.
Mm-hmm. And then how did Neesman do in his
did nice job. Mm-hmm. Neese did a nice job. Deji did a nice job. They were where they were supposed to be. You know, so hopefully now let's take it a step further. Go make a play. So,
because I remember Coach said something about Weems and Ishmael like having kind of like a internal battle to who could cover better. Or
right,
whatever.
Right. And then, you know, what happens is when you line up next to a guy, you play off of each other quite a bit. So you're used to, I know what you do, you know what I do. So it's not a surprise. You get next to somebody new and say, whoa, where'd that come from? You know, so you have to react to what he's doing as well. So, yep. But the chemistry, we just keep working it, keep repping it, and, you know, there's going to be some things, but we'll you know, continue to teach and keep getting the guys ready to play.
And another reason I asked you that, and I'm sure you already addressed that, Bob, is because of Ted Ginn. Can do some things.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Teddy's a great returner. Great speed. You know, good vision. You know, I know Teddy. I mean, we drafted him. When I was with Miami. So, outstanding talent. He can run all the plays. He can hit it. He can break it. He can run the counters. He can run any play you want. So you've got to cover the field. You got to do a nice job of putting the ball on in a corner, you know, and cutting the field off, all that good stuff. But you've got to take care of his speed and shut him down.